As you may or may not know by now, our very own Lisa Laurie is in Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
With her partner, Ryan. So we decided that, listen, the Friday is the for die naweek. Sondagavond is die groot oomblik, 5:00 Sondag op Mnet, dan is die groot kompetisie, Dancing with the Stars. Monday, last Monday, your head was hanging a little bit. Mm. I know that this is psychologically and emotionally and physically exhausting, right? This drains
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's
draining.
It's my whole life now. I come here, I do the show, and then it's 7 to 8 hours of rehearsals per day. Yeah. Get home, take a bath, and straight to bed.
And then the judges are like hard on you, and then dan hang ik op je biggie. So we decided we are going to call in probably one of South Africa's best mental coaches, Dr. Jannie Pitter. Dok Jannie, goeiemôre. Dankie dat jy saam ons kuier vanoggend.
Dankie vir daai een, Martin. Ek vat hom.
Well, listen. If you look at this man's CV at this point in time, it goes, ek's a groot Blue Bull fan, by the way. Ek's a groot Bulle fan. You were with the Bulls, the Blue Bulls, that extraordinary successful period between 2006 and 2010. We won 3 super trophies at the time. And then you walked over. We're not going to talk about that much to another team that's doing very well. So it must be you.
No, I can never take credit for all those things.
You need to go back to the Bulls. I want to get that off my chest. But listen, so mental coaching these days, when it comes with all the pressure that stars, rugby stars, TV stars, that they absorb, that is often the edge, though. That's the difference. It's getting my kop reg te kry.
Yes, Martin. I'm an author as well, so I like to write down my thoughts and my experiences. And then in my latest book I've written, talent is an equalizer, but mental toughness is the differentiator.
Yeah.
So talent, everybody's got talent. Yeah. And if you get to a certain level in life, your talent will simply get you to a ceiling or a place. But the character and your mental toughness will take you through that ceiling and to the top. So that's what people are looking for, is that mindset of a champion.
So right. Everyone's talented at something. It's not just talent. Mm. So we want to give Liesl and
edge.
Ryan the edge.
Yes.
For Sunday. We want her to win Dancing with the Stars because she deserves it. You've met Liesl just this morning.
Yeah, we just met and we didn't have a long time to meet each other truly. And I'm sitting here in the studio and I'm trying to look them in the eyes because when I work with people, I really like to connect with their spirit and soul. So I'm simply going to ask you a question. And I listened to when they introduced our show on Wednesday morning. I listened to what you say and you said, you want to win this competition. And
yeah.
Martin just said it. So I want to ask you again, and you, Ryan, as well, sitting here. What's your goal for this competition?
I personally take it week for week, and I want to just be happy with the performance. I don't think too far ahead.
Okay.
Myself. But I know Liesl's thinking of the end picture. She wants to win this.
My goal is to win this competition and also to walk away with a great experience, not something that is going to feel like a part of my life I don't ever want to talk about or a chapter that I want to write off, even though I had one. I want to win and leave with the joy of winning and the excitement and just something that I can build off into the next sphere of my life.
Is winning... My next question, is winning easy or difficult?
Difficult.
I think it's difficult.
Okay. Mm. If winning was easy, everybody would do it. Mm-hmm. So when you think about winning the competition, the first thing that creeps into your mind is fear. Mm. Because it's a difficult thing. And whenever you attempt to do a difficult thing in life, you will be filled with fear and doubt because you will... Your eyes will start to see all the things that can prevent you from winning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I do have a philosophy, and I, like I told you just before when we came into the studio, I'm just going to share with you my personal truth. It's not the old truth. It's simply my way of looking at life, and that's the way I'm working with. But if you can engage in this and you can find this and put it in your mind, because I brought you a book this morning, Liesl. When I wrote you a message in front, I want to read you what I wrote. And I didn't know who you are because I watched you, but I don't know you personally. I said, life is much more fun when you let go when you should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now when listening to you, I hear that you want to take control of everything.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you this story because it happened to me and my son in December. I took him to Hentys Bay. My son is 17 years old, so we're having him for another year. He's a tennis player, so next year he's going to go to college in America. And I spent time with him, and we were playing darts. And he's very competitive, and I'm extremely competitive because I always win. I have this philosophy, and it is true. I always win because it's my mindset. And my mindset says, I always win, because if I don't win the competition, I win experience. But I am never a loser. So whenever my child comes off the court or whatever, I ask him, what happened? And he's got to learn to answer me, I won. So what did you win? So if I ask you what happened in the past couple of shows, and I ask you, Liesl and Ryan, what happened? And you can say to me, we won. And that becomes the feeling of inside, yes, we won. What did you win? I won so much experience, and it's going to make me better for the next show that's going to come. And that experience will make me extremely difficult to compete against. But I want to get back to my son's dart playing. We were playing darts, and I was constantly winning him. And my son is a firstborn, so he's very much like you, Liesl. He's,
yeah.
He's perfectionist. He wants to do the right thing. He wants to control everything.
Yeah.
And all the time, he looked at, is my feet behind the line? And he's pissed off when I hit the mark. And he's disappointed when he doesn't hit the mark.
Yeah.
So we didn't have fun in this thing, because I was joking and almost messing with his mind. But he was so serious looking at the scores.
Yeah.
And then afterwards I asked him, so Victor, did you have fun? And he said, Dad, no, I don't. But you're so lucky. And suddenly something struck me. And it's the words of Gary Player. Gary Player said, the more I practice, the luckier I get. Now, Gary Player is not a guy who believes in luck.
Mm.
He's a true believer that everything is working for a plan.
Mm.
But those words actually became so profound, because we do need luck.
Mm.
Now, luck to me has got different versions of life. To me, luck means God's provision in that time. To me, luck means the perfect moment happening. It's synergy. It's like synchronized in that moment. And for you guys going forward, you can't control everything. Because if you control everything, you lose the aura, you lose the moment. But if you go and you say, let's practice, let's go into that moment, because that's what they call it in sport. They call it the zone. And if you move into the zone where you don't think about what you're doing, it just happens because you've practiced so often, then your goal should never be to win. Your goal should be to go into the zone and enjoy that moment and let go. Because you've put in all the practice. Yes, Martin.
We're going to do some news now.
Thank you.
But this is just so incredible. It really is.
Absolutely.
I feel like going out and competing in something, but I've got nothing to compete in this weekend. I'm thinking of doing something. Incredibly wise words. We're talking to Dr. Yanni Pittet, not only an author, he wrote 5 books. I'll share that with you in a couple of moments' time. Also works at top level when it comes to a highly competitive rugby in our country. And he is here to G up our very own Liesl Laurie and her dancing partner, Ryan, for this Sunday's Dancing with the Stars. Daar's meer op pad, luister, as jy in jou kar sit vanoggend, hy praat met jou ook, by die werk, hoe om te wen by die werk, meer op pad. Breakfast with Martin Bester and Tulim Rocket. On Jacaranda. Ons kuier vanoggend saam met Dr. Yanni Pittet. Now, if you look at what this man has done in his life so far, especially when it comes to, you know, things he's been tasked with, going right back to the Bulls for a long period when he was the sports psychologist at the Bulls. They won the 3 Super Rugby trophies. He's moved on to another franchise, which has become incredibly, it pains me to say, very successful. Not only that, though, a dad, an author, het 5 boeke al geskryf, even released a CD, and it's all about mental coaching.
and sports psychology. And I suppose it's the same thing as jy toepas in jou daaglikse lewe, of jy by die werk wil wen, of jy by rugbyveld wil wen, very similar principles, right?
Yes, Martin, I just want you to keep on introducing me because I feel so great.
you can hire me as your MC when you come out to the rugby team, I can introduce you. But you're specifically here this morning to just give Liesl and her dancing partner, Ryan, that necessary bit of mental coaching to give them the edge, because the talent is there, but the talent is there with a lot of you. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people there for different reasons, whether it's someone who can't really dance, but the people love him because, you know, he's funny or whatever the case may be. And Dr. Yanni was saying that the difference is the mental edge. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about control, taking lots of control. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in our lives, I'm guilty of that as well. You want to take control of everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes you forget what the definition of winning is. Mm-hmm. As what he said so far, has it actually resonated with you? Is he speaking the truth at all?
No, he is. He definitely is. You know, he was saying something about his son whilst he was playing the game, and the son watching his feet and seeing what's happening there. And I tend to do that as well. You know, I'm watching what the other person's doing, seeing how they having fun, whatever. And I forget to have fun. I forget to enjoy myself. I watch their scores, watch how they are thriving in the competition. And you get more upset about them doing well that you forget to focus on yourself. And I think I tend to do that a lot in everything that I do, whether it's my career and everything else. And it's a nice reminder this morning to stop focusing on other people. It's like they say, stay in your lane and do your thing, because the second you start looking next to you or behind you, or even taking your eye off where you're going and looking at someone ahead of you, that's when you stop focusing on what you're supposed to be doing. And yeah, it's just an amazing reminder this morning. It really is.
Dr. Yanni, I interrupted you there for the news.
No, not at all. No, thanks, Martin. I just want to say to you, there's a saying, and this is not only for you, Liesl and Ryan. It's a saying for everybody sitting out there, maybe listening to the radio right now. The saying goes like, life is much more fun when you stop keeping score for other people. Mm-hmm. So if you focus on what you can do, where I work now with a wonderful franchise in the rugby, and one of the goals, I'm not going to say I'm working with the Lions, but
we came so far.
One of the goals of what we do is to find your circus act. What is your circus act? That's that thing that makes you unique. And if you start focusing on your circus act, it means you can't impress people, because people think about themselves. They wonder about themselves. But whatever you focus on, you attract to you. So if you find your circus act, I sit here and I look at both of you, and it's fantastic to even look you in the eye between these microphones, and I feel you. Now, that's the aura I'm speaking about. When you go out there, you've got to create an aura, and you're not going to impress people. You've got to go into that aura of confidence, knowing that you've put in all the work, that you can do anything you want to and have fun, because your goal should be to indulge, suck in the people into your space instead of giving your energy out to try to touch people, because now you're wondering why they don't give me that score. Maybe you're thinking they don't like me. The moment you think that somebody don't like you, you send out this vibrant message through the air with your body that, why don't you like me? And that's a lack of confidence. But when you know who you are and you know exactly what you stand for, you go on the stage and you say, listen, I'm going to invite you into my world of absolute joy, and you're going to see and enjoy my luck, and I'm going to suck you in, so that when I'm finished, you're breathless because you couldn't see the mistake that I made, because they didn't matter. We have this saying, success and failure is written in ice. And tomorrow the sun will shine. Think about this. Success and failure really doesn't really matter that much. It's simply a moment. But true success is a way of living. It's the way of thinking every day. It's the way you do things. If you're proud of what you did and you gave your best and you didn't get through, then celebrate the moment, congratulate the other people, and move on. It doesn't determine your character or your life. So instead of having the goal of winning, that's the dream. Everybody dreams of winning. Move, that's the dream. You can say, my dream is to win this competition. But what's your goal? Your goals should be what you can control. And then find your luck. Huh. Does that make sense?
That makes absolute sense. Sorry, Ryan, you were saying it makes absolute sense.
Yep.
Okay, so just to break this down quickly, now we all let's all compete in Dancing with the Stars on Sunday, right? 5 o'clock. You've prepared because you know Liesl's working with a fantastic coach, like Ryan is a professional dancer.
Yes,
they are prepared. They're confident. They know that they're prepared. They've done the right moves. They've chosen the right music. You dance a killer dance. The crowd goes wild.
Yes,
and you stand in front of those judges. And they score you lower than they should have. What must go through your mind?
That's life. That's part of life. If you expect life to be judged in a fair way, you're going to be disappointed for the rest of your life. I've got a philosophy in my life. Never trust people. I don't trust people. I just love them. Because if you put your trust in people... if you put your trust in people, I'm honest. I mean, I can tell you why... because it's very personal, but I'm not going to do it this morning. But I don't trust people. I just love them. And if you love them, you're in control. But if you trust them, they control you. Yeah. So don't trust the people that judge you to be perfect. Expect them to be normal. Because I looked at those four judges in preparing. I just watched the show before this morning. And I really think they are absolutely stunning people. And they will judge you according to their feeling, their personal feeling. If you see them in a certain way, your projection from your body, your projection from your mind, your spirit will tell them, this is how I see you. I expect you to be righteous and then I will judge you when you're wrong. But don't go there. Just love them for who they are and understand that they are going to judge on terms of who they are and what they think. They can't be perfect according to you. So don't expect people to be perfect. That's what most people do in life. They have a finger pointed at people and say, if you never made that mistake, I would have been world champion. If you didn't do that, and they have an excuse for life. Don't have an excuse for life. Enjoy life. You've got this one life to live. You've got this dance on Sunday night. Go and indulge yourself. And before the time, you've got to say, these judges are amazing. They love us. And they love the energy because we're going to suck them in. We're not going to be suckers. Being sucked out by them and trying to impress them.
And while you're listening, replace judges with boss or colleagues or bullies at work or even supporters at work. We've run out of time, but what a fantastic, I mean, I'm listening to this and I'm just ticking boxes as we go along and just applying. Are you G'd up?
I am so G'd up. I've been sitting here making notes. I am going to have a moment in my car before I go to rehearsals later on and just remind myself of the goal. The goal is to enjoy the moment. The dream is to win.
That's it. And you're stunning. Don't you let them suck you into their world. Suck them into yours. I love that. I'm going to write it down somewhere and put it in my car on the visor. Ryan, are you amped?
I think what Yanni's saying is we mustn't go out there and walk on the floor and ask questions. I think we need to walk on that floor and do it for ourselves.
I love that. Dr. Yanni, kom asseblief terug.
Whenever you ask me.
Kom terug hiernatoe. Kom terug.
I think we should steal him. Come to the studio.
Wat 'n voorreg, wat 'n plesier. Wat is jou laaste boek wat nou uit is? Al 5 boeke kan mens natuurlik sekerlik koop aanlyn.
Ja, by my paar van hulle is nie meer op die winkelrakke beskikbaar nie. My latest book is called The Sports Coach, The Psychology Behind Coaching. It's for teachers, coaches and parents on the psychology of working with youth or with people, winning their hearts and understanding the way people think.
Will you come back?
Whenever you ask me to.
Fantastic. Dr. Yanni, bye.
Thank you. Friday Breakfast.